I've always really kind of adored bees, and I think they're cute and fun. And of course, I make delicious honey, which we put in a lot of our preserves and cocktails and things like that.
Kathy Casey is a Seattle-based food expert who travels the world creating and writing about specialty cocktails and food. She was one of the first chefs around here to put beehives in her professional garden. Downtown Seattle's Fairmont Olympic Hotel and Ballard's Bastille Restaurant have also joined the craze.
Well, it just made sense. We have about 50 tons of soil on our roof right now, and we're growing a lot of our own vegetables. And it just was a natural transition to add hives into the mix to pollinate.
That's Bastille chef Jason Stoneburner. They also use mead, a fermented beverage made from honey, to braise their pork shanks. Each hive produces about 40 pounds of honey a year, and most of the handful of restaurants in the Seattle area doing this contract with Corky Luster of Ballard Bee Company to take care of things.
I manage the hive. It's my hive. And they will pay an upfront fee to have the rights to that honey in that hive. And I can manage the hive a lot of times to where they could have a little more comb honey. And, they can sell that on a cheese plate, for instance.
Corky charges restaurants $350 a year per hive. Most of them have at least two. Managing the hives is time-consuming. I watched him work at one of his stops. What a zen guy. He doesn't even wear gloves as tens of thousands of bees buzz around. Yeah, he just has a net over his face.
It's part of an inspection. It's just kind of going frame by frame. And this is kind of what people pay me to do, is come in and go through these hives and start looking at what's going on.
Sometimes the queen dies, sometimes bees get sick. There are no guarantees.
All right, unfortunately, our bees died off this last year, and so we're waiting to hear if we're going to be able to get more hives this year. We're crossing our fingers because we love our bees.
Well, Corky takes it all in stride.
Beekeeping, you're going to have years of tough years, and you're going to have some great years, too. And I just... it's sad to see stuff like that, but that's just how it works out a lot of times.
He's pretty mellow about the whole thing.
So what's the most you ever been stung?
In a single day, probably 100 times. And usually I don't get stung too often. That was a bad day.
The day we went out, he was only stung twice. Lisa Brooks, 97.3, Cairo FM.